Welcome to another episode of PG Radio. On this episode of the podcast, I have with myself chartered accountant extraordinaire Rahul Garg with me on this podcast and what we end up talking about. Well, before I tell you that, let me give you a little brief on him. Rahul Garg is partner at PwC, sitting at the top of the corporate world for as long as I've known him. And I've known him because he's a family friend. I've known him because I've admired the way he thinks and the way he processes and the way he articulates since I was a kid. He's been a very inspirational, a very aspirational force in my life since I was a kid. And in this episode, what we do is we sit down, we talk about careers. From a man who's aced the corporate world for as long as I've been alive, I ask him, Uncle, how does one even think clearly about what career to choose? And what he does is something very brilliant. He has me do an exercise that he has other people do. We do it live on the show. You can do it with us. You can watch me do it. And then he explains to me, and through me, you, how exactly can one get clarity on what career to choose for themselves? And then we speak a little bit about his spirituality. We speak a little bit about what he thinks the world of business, the world of corporates is headed to in the next 10, 15, 20 years. And frankly, this has been one of the most, it's like a childhood dream come true for me. I've always wanted to talk to him about stuff and the way he thinks and to bring it on a podcast. Man, I love my job. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. See you on the other side.
I'll give you a little background on why I'm going to ask the next question. It's funny because I remembered something else parallelly, but I'll give you a little background. It has always appeared to me as I've grown up in some vicinity of you, right? That you know enough about these things. And if it has not directly appeared, aisa nahi hua ki hum directly baithe aur aapne mere ko koi baat batai ho, to my father and my mother have told me. And I will put an intro before this so people will know how we know each other. Why and how do you know this? Is it a part of your job or is this supplementary stuff you're interested in? How do you come across all this information? How do you have an answer for questions I ask?
It's very simple. It's an experience. It's an experience and it's being surrounded by the people who play in that zone, who play in that context. So if I'm surrounded by your dad, your uncle, your aunt, your mother, and there are hundreds of people like that, and each one of them have good play, good experience of that, and therefore my ability to absorb from there and their grace to let me absorb and soak into them is what makes me what I am today, to be able to respond to what you ask. I would still not say I would be able to answer, but would be able to respond in some manner.
I know you have to be humble about yourself. Right. But very frankly, Uncle, I'm only 28 soon. I'm only 27, 28, and I've traveled around the world. And in that traveling, I've met some of the smartest people in the world. I've gone to universities that people covet to go to. But I'd still say, of the people I've met, of the sample I have, you're still probably one percentile of smart people. And so I wonder if it's if I were to look at myself as somebody working in the corporate sector. Corporate sector, say, particularly in the company that you work in. Is this going to be incidental to my job? Or is this a curiosity driven enterprise that has led you to this place?
No, I think it's ancillary to the job. And second, it's not so much curiosity regarding the context of the job. It is more a curiosity to see how the societies work. So a curiosity to deal with the situation in the job in a corporate sector would perhaps not create an interest in me to look at some of those things. But a curiosity to understand how society works, why society is the way it is, how could it improve, what can change, why it is not changing, what is the simplest way of changing it, etc. Curiosity around that has given me some courage to talk to people, to soak things about that and synthesize it in certain manner.
And were you always like this in your 20s, or is this something you've developed as you've grown?
And this I remember very distinctly. My mother used to say that I'll get all these small kids, 4-5 years kid when I'm same age, all the kids from the colony come at my place. And then I'll talk to them, interact with them, share my toys, ask them a few things, and they will just roam around in the house. And then suddenly I'll see there are too many of them. And then I'll say, bheed ho gai, bheed ho gai, crowd ho gai, let them go away, right? And then I'll say, go away. And then I'll ask mommy, why did I ask them to go? Why couldn't they sleep with us? Why did they have to go back home? They were so happy at our place. So I always thought that since childhood I had something where I wanted to see more people happy around me. And that is what I carried in my profession. That is what I carried subsequently in my life. Also to see, how do I see more people happy around me? What can I do for them? And with the means, as a person, as one individual, you can do only so much.
Right, right, right.
And that's the part of the curiosity to understand that and to see if you can make a difference.
Interesting. Interesting. Do you think the questions, jaise for instance, abhi hum baat kare, society kaise better hoti hai? Is that a direct relation to log mere around happy kaise hon? Is that the curiosity?
Yeah, absolutely. Achha. Absolutely.
Right. And what have you found? Because from where I sit, मेरे को अब वापस इंडिया आए हुए 6 साल हो गए. 6 साल से मैं इंडिया एज अ टूरिस्ट आ रहा था, राइट? एंड आई वुड लुक एट इंडिया इन अ वेरी कंजम्पशनिस्ट फैशन, कि मैं इंडिया आया हूँ, इन सड़कों को कंज्यूम कर लो, इन यादों को, इस फैमिली को, इस फ्रेंड सर्कल को. नाउ आई एम बैक एंड नाउ आई एम इवैल्यूएटिंग द फ्यूचर ऑफ इंडिया फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन, लेट्स से, माय लेट 20s. तो विद अ मैच्योर, विद अ स्लाइटली मोर मैच्योर लेंस, एंड आई एम थिंकिंग एंड आई एम आस्किंग कॉन्स्टेंटली, has India moved in a certainly better direction, or has India moved in what looks like a better direction, but we are not sure if it's a better direction?
So I think, I think it's, one is that you look at the data for this. The other is that you experience this, right? So what has been your experience if you compare 6 years ago and now?
You're playing better cricket. That is what I will say.
So you're playing better cricket. Not only you are playing better cricket, your maid is dressed better than they were before. Her health is better. Your gardener's health is better. Their families are better. They sport a motorcycle today than they were doing 6 years ago, 15 years ago. They had a TV at their place. Their family's taken reasonably good care. So I would say that I experienced that. That people around me generally are not as miserable as they were before. It is a comparative misery, and this is one aspect of it. But being miserable because your basic needs are not met is another aspect of
it.
Yes. Right.
So, wo bada painful aspect.
Wo bada painful aspect to any person as a human being. Even if you are not related, even if you don't have any other emotion or sentiments, but if you see somebody in pain for the reason that he doesn't have even basic amenities or basic needs to be satisfied, that's really painful. I see that being much less now than what I used to see 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I see it is improving day by day. The aspect where it is still slipping away or maybe becoming more stark is the aspect of the comparative misery. Not necessarily being miserable because of
lack of basic things,
I would say.
Right. And comparative misery being my neighbor is doing better than me and therefore I'm sad.
Right.
Which there is no cure to. Jitna mereko samajh aata hai, I think wo ek psychological phenomena hai purely.
It's a psychological, emotional, whatever you call it. But right. that's a phenomena that virtually rules the world today. My neighbor is doing better than me.
Guys, my first book just came out and I'm taking 1 second to interrupt your viewing to tell you about it. This is the first book I ever wrote. It's available on Amazon. It's called Don't Shut Up. It's a cheat sheet on how to handle the social world between your 20s and your 30s and what to do in situations where you might otherwise be confused. Go check it out. Tell me what you think.
Some might even say that the spine or the backbone of what has built modern civilization, say centering itself in the United States, localize it and say New York City as the Mount Olympus of modernity. The very phenomena that drives that entire city is envy, is jealousy, is this desire for ungodly material consumption. Ki bhai sab hi de do, mere ko sabse mehenge se leke sabse saste tak ka. Aur American economic thinking, political thinking ka bhi background thought yahi hai ki aap logo ko competitive fields mein dalo, logo ko feel karne do ki wo kam kama rahe hain, wo zyada kama rahe hain, and they will automatically produce innovation as compensation, right, for that feeling. So on some level, this deeper sort of psychological feeling of not being enough produces more than enough. Do you think that's a reasonable way of looking at the world? Because my view is that the Indian thought, on the other hand, says yahi to sara, like, this is the burden on your atma, ye envy, ye comparison. What do you think about that?
So I think there are there are points of view on this, but my point of view on this is very simple. That what drives you? What drives you, is it external factor or internal factor? So would you do an innovation because you want to compete with somebody? Or would you do an innovation because you want to make a difference to somebody?
Do you think making a difference to somebody is that motivating?
Now that's a personal choice. That's a personal attribute that you could have. Whether making a difference to somebody is more motivating to you, or whether competing with somebody is more motivating to you.
Mm.
And that's what makes a driver being different from one person to another. So I would say that an innovation, I can give you my own example here. So as a part of the organization where I work and the role which I play, which is mainly in the area of taxation. And as you see that typically the tax consulting job is considered to be one of the most notorious jobs.
Why?
Right, because you help people save taxes, and that save taxes becomes
you
avoid.
You made a difference. You made a difference to
somebody's taxes, life. Right. Now, now there, within that milieu, there was an opportunity for me to work in some project. And in that project, I could make a difference to hundreds of thousands of people who are the taxpayers of the country by suggesting something which subsequently became policies, et cetera, et cetera. And doing that job was very satisfying. Until I did that job, I wasn't sure that what is that level of satisfaction.
Hmm.
Right? Because I didn't know, I didn't experience that what is the experience of making a difference.
But uncle, I'm imagining ki this happened fairly recently, 5-7-10 saal pehle?
About 15 years back.
15 years ago also, you had kids.
Yes.
You had friends who you'd help through very tough times.
Yeah.
You've had a marriage that has lasted this long. You've had all these aspects where you've made a difference.
Yeah.
But you still think this satisfaction was superior?
This satisfaction was far superior because of two things. One, the scope of it. It made a difference to a large number of people. I couldn't have imagined. I can always imagine.
Is there a number to this? So we can. So
there would be all taxpayers.
All taxpayers in the country.
Right. All taxpayers.
Achha.
Right. So I could never imagine that there's something I could do which would make difference to all taxpayers in the country. So making a difference to an individual known is one part. Making a difference to few individuals known. Making a difference to an individual not known to you as a stranger.
Mm.
And making an individual difference to the community, to large number of people, all of whom are not known to you as a community.
Right.
Right. None of you individually know.
Right.
Right. But you still made a difference to them.
Mm.
And the satisfaction on that is very different. And until I experienced that, I couldn't have even programmed myself or planned myself to get that experience.
Bilkul. Unless you had experienced it, there is no way you know what that feels like. So there is no way to move towards it.
Yeah, there is no way to. There was no point A I could define in those terms.
Right. But my suspicion is, were you like, isko main were you nahi bolta, main isko general le jata hu. Aapko aisa lagta hai kya ye motivation at say your 50s or your late 40s or, you know, whatever age you were in at that point is more reasonable, and in your 20s, people are motivated by other things? Because agar main ek bahut hi commonplace understanding lu hamare 20s or late teenager ecosystem ka, to aadmi competitive exam de raha hai. The word competition's in it, and the whole motivation is rank lana hai, pass hona hai, falana dhimka. Uske baad job pakadni hai, to I'm competing against n number of people. Uske baad promotions lene, I'm competing against n number of people. It seems like competition's right in your face. And this grand, beautiful idea of satisfaction is still pretty elusive.
No, so I would say what you said as a competition, that's a competition to achieve that grand, beautiful idea of satisfaction. So if you're competing to become an IAS officer because you want to make a difference to the district, which is in the remote Bihar or in Bastar or in Madhya Pradesh, then that's the idea. That's the satisfaction you are seeking. But the fact that you need to compete among 250,000 kids, that's a process. So what is driving you? What's driving you is becoming an IAS officer to make a difference to that. Becoming an IFS officer and making a difference to the country's foreign policy. Now, that's the driver. The fact that you're competing with 250,000 people, that's not a, to my mind, that's not a driver. Right? So, right. So while we are looking at competition being everywhere, in all these steps that you take, even the red light when you cross, so wahan bhi competition hai. Right. So, but I don't think that is the competition that is driving you.
Right.
You may have a momentary high also that, oh my God, maine isko jaldi cross kar liya. But I don't think that's a satisfaction which makes you sleep better. That's a satisfaction which gives you an emotional experience which you have not even thought. Ek baar karoge, do baar karoge, kitni baar karoge? So I would say that an experience of the kind which gives you something novel.
Would you define an adventure sports as something novel, or am I trivializing your point?
No, I think adventure sport could also be, and particularly when you say that my adventure sport is aimed at something. So I would say that anything that you do, even the sweeper that would come to my place, she would also make a difference. Not only just to her family, in the whole ecosystem. I can tell you, I still have a secretary with me. And in a professional services organization, on one hand, secretaries are fulcrum to run your life.
Right.
On the other hand, they are the lowest rung people in the hierarchy of the organization. Now, my secretary, over the years, she has contributed to make the difference to almost everybody who in the 30 years time has joined my team. And there would be hundreds of those people, young kids who have joined my team. They're settling there. They're progressing their career. They're going through ups and downs. She's the one who is making difference to them. Now, in her role in a corporate organization, in a organization which is fairly standard, how could she make a difference? And you know what? I learned after about 4.5 years of working with her that she didn't have a kid. I always used to wonder why she's so attached. I find something different in her than the other people around me, other secretaries that are around me in the same organization with the same pay grade, with the same empowerment, with the same kind of people.
She's more affable. She's warm.
More warm, affable, looking forward, looking at what else can I do for him?
Wow.
Right. Now, I didn't know this background of her family, that she didn't have a kid, and maybe that's one reason that she's longing for that emotion.
Right.
And that's why is giving her satisfaction, and that's why she's making difference, and that's feeding into each other. But it happens in all walks of life. You don't need to do something very great and grand to it. But the point I want to make is, whatever you do, what is the bhav behind it? Why do you think you are doing it?
Intention?
Intent about it.
And how does that change the equation?
It changes the equation. Like you said, that adventure sport. Right. If your intent in the adventure sport is to say that my intent is to then motivate the people, because that's a new adventure sport which India doesn't play, but I find a lot of people who can aspire to play it in India, and they can make careers in that, and they can generate economy in that, and they can make name for the company, country for that. And that's my intent. So I want to make a difference in this community, in this society, in this country, with people who are even not known to me. By playing this adventure sport, by creating that mark which people identify with me as Prakhar, who is from India, who did it first time, you know? He's the guy who did it first time. Right? So if there is a shooter who got the Olympic medal, then you know, there was a slew of shooters who came about. So when he did it, what was his intent?
You mean Rajavardhan Singh Rathore, famously, right?
Rajavardhan yes. Singh Rathore. Bindra was the earlier one. Right?
Oh, Bindra was earlier. Achha,
so I'm saying those, Now, what was the intent? I create that. Mm. Are you creating it to make a difference? And therefore, feeling happy, satisfied, experiencing that extra emotion which otherwise won't usually occur to a person?
Right.
Or are you doing it for proving to yourself that I'm competing? And therefore, I'm better. There's nobody else who is better than this, better than me in this, in the world.
So, should I, as a 20-something sitting in front of you, as now, I think, early 60s? Am I right in assessing your age?
Yes.
Should I understand ki meri life ka ek bahut interesting sort of character ye hona chahiye, which is altruism. Kya altruism, is that essential? Is that non-negotiable? Like, or is that, haan, theek hai, matlab mithai ke liye badhiya hai end mein. Like, because from what it sounds like, tell me if I'm understanding this properly. From what it sounds like, आपका कहना ये कि अगर आपके काम के पीछे एक altruistic, एक selfless, एक contributive भाव है to change somebody else's life, the returns on that are incrementally higher than if you do it for self-consumption, for proving a point, etc.
So I'm saying that because of my experience, but I would also introduce to you that whether or not such altruistic content would make you happy or not, you could discover it yourself.
ठीक है.
And in a way, 20-30 minutes exercise, I propose to do it with you, and you would find, you would discover what makes you happy. Do you know today, if I were to ask you, do you know today what makes you happy?
It feels like I'm in a confession room. Somewhat. I can tell you what gives me pleasure, short term. For instance, I've been playing chess forever. More recently, I've fallen in love with poker as a game, and I love it. It gives me immense pleasure. I forget where I am. More recently, maybe since I've finished college, I've never asked myself what makes me happy. I'm more often asking myself, what am I responsible to get done? तो मैं रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी फ्रेम के साथ अपनी लाइफ ये करना है चेक 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 ये करना है एंड दिस इज हाउ आई मूव एज अपोज टू प्रीवियसली वेयर आई वुड फील लाइक मैं क्या करके खुश हूं अब मैं उस डायरेक्शन में मूव करूंगा तो आई कैन काइंड ऑफ टेल यू व्हाट गिव्स मी प्लेजर आई कैन नॉट टेल यू व्हाट गिव्स मी जॉय इन द ग्रैंड सेंस आई थिंक माय बेस्ट गेस ऑन व्हाट विल गिव मी जॉय इज परस्यूइंग समथिंग डिफिकल्ट एंड मीनिंगफुल ओवर अ प्रोलॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम एंड ट्रायम्फिंग मेरा ये गैस है कि मैं अगर जीतूंगा ना कुछ बहुत जैसे मान लो अगर मैं सपोज इफ आई वाज अ लॉयर एंड आई प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर अ केस एंड आई स्पेंट एनफ टाइम एंड आई गॉट इट डन एंड देन यू नो द जजमेंट्स इन माय फेवर आई प्रोबब्ली बी हैप्पी
सो टेल मी इफ यू आर अ लॉयर एंड यू नो दैट समबडी डिड अ मर्डर एंड यू वर
सपोज टू रिप्रेजेंट हिम
एंड यू गॉट हिम फ्रीड
राइट
वुड यू बी हैप्पी
दैट इज द एग्जैक्ट क्वेश्चन व्हाई आई एम नॉट अ लॉयर अंकल This is the exact question I asked my father a very long time ago, and I was like, "Aapke paas jawab nahi hai, matlab main law nahi karunga." I would think so. Ki because as a lawyer, aapko ek preconception leke ye move karna hai that there is no truth until the courts have argued or you know ordered for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if my client has actually murdered someone. I cannot assume or presume that information because then I'm being a very bad lawyer.
So no, but if you know it, I'm saying, if you know it.
Realistically, though, I know it.
Realistically you know it, would you still be happy living in that frame, of so-called tangible protocols
right.
to prove that it is not the case?
आप ब्यूरोक्रेटिक दुनिया और रियल दुनिया के बीच के डिफरेंस को इलस्ट्रेट कर रहे हो एंड आई एम नॉट श्योर मे बी आई वुड फ्रॉम द कंपेटिटिव लेंस ना कि मेरे को ये करना है एंड आई वांट टू बी वेरी गुड एट व्हाट आई डू या बिकॉज ये तो डेड केस था मैं घुमा के ले आया बट मे बी ऑन अ सोलफुल लेवल आई सस्पेक्ट आई माइट नॉट क्योंकि
नाउ कंसीडर इट यू डोंट नीड टू जस्ट वियर अराउंड दिस जस्ट से द ऑपोजिट केस नाउ यू वर गेटिंग to represent the person who was the victim, right? His family.
Right.
And you got them a compensation or whatever.
I would feel so happy.
Right.
That would change.
So now see the change in your face.
Wow, I see your point.
Right.
How does one then think of...
I tell you, when you said this, I feel so happy. You should take the shot of that versus when you were saying, maybe I would be happy.
Right.
Your face was glowing. Your eyes were popping. It made so much difference just in this illustration of simulation.
No, because I felt it.
You felt it.
I felt my face lighten up.
Right, right.
Because wo to bahut hi maza aa gaya. Ab to humne inko justice dila di. Right.
So now, I'm saying this is an illustration where whether you are at 20 or you are at 50 or you are at 60, some of these things you would believe that are so foundational are governed by law of, what you might say, law of nature, which is so foundational and common to everything and common to everybody that it is inescapable to be away from that. And it is just that when you are thinking you are away from that, and when you are thinking and loading on that inescapable nature of law, the protocols which are tangible world protocols or man-made protocols, etc., then you at times get distracted. But foundationally, you would still find that in your DNA, it's not only you, even this table, even this mic, even this camera, everything is governed by law of nature. Huh. And that's what physicists have been trying to prove for over 100 years now, 120 years.
Since quantum. But before you move on, there is a lot that is written about this sort of inanimation that bureaucracy ya man-made sort of procedures and policies. There are entire writers jinki puri life ka work ye tha ki dekho tumhe insaan ne ek number bana diya, tumhari insaniyat tumse le li. Aur fir unke chahe wo political messages ho, chahe wo philosophical psychological messages ho, chahe wo spiritual messages ho, wo message ye tha ki bhai lean into this law of nature, right? Like come back to life again.
Yes.
In whatever way. Chahe wo liberation, communist liberation ki tarah fashion rahi ho.
Right.
Chahe wo Osho ki kranti ho ya JK ki self-awareness ho. You know, there is many of those ideas. Kya hai ye law of nature? Because mere ko kai bar aisa lagta hai ki ye na ek badi odd generalization hai. Aur main matlab abhi aapke context mein nahi keh raha. Aap bolte ho to mere ko pata hai is baat ki credibility hai. But jab WhatsApp pe mere ko aata hai na, beta ye to law of nature hai, XYZ, ABC. Wo har cheez ke piche lag jata hai. तुम 27 साल के हो गए हो, ये लॉ ऑफ नेचर है, शादी कर लो. तो मैं लॉ ऑफ नेचर क्या है और गुड और बैड लॉ ऑफ नेचर के कथन में कैसे डिफरेंशिएट करूं?
सो आई टेल यू, वी आर स्लाइटली गेटिंग अवे फ्रॉम डूइंग एन एक्सरसाइज विद यू व्हिच विल कम बैक टू.
नो राइट आफ्टर दिस.
सो आई विल जस्ट से दैट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, इफ यू वर टू लुक एट इट फ्रॉम ए साइंटिफिक इंक्वायरी पर्सपेक्टिव, what is the law of nature? First of all, you would have to define what is the law of nature, or what would you regard as a law of nature?
Fair.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So what would you regard as a law of nature is that with which everything in the nature is governed, point number one, which is infallible in all circumstances, point number two. So now that has been the discovery, whether you say it quantum entangled particles, God particles, etc. And today, the physicists agree that there is a common thing which drives or which is foundational, and everything is derivative of the same thing, right?
What is
so,
it?
So this, I would call it from a lack of definition perspective, the material and energy cause of the cosmos. Not only universe, the whole beyond the universe. The material and energy cause of the cosmos is what governs the law of nature, with which everything is formed. This table is also formed with this. The living being also formed with this. Non-living being also formed with this. If you keep slicing it, go down, you'll find molecule, you'll find matter, you'll find substance, you'll find molecule, you'll find electron, proton, neutron, and then you go to electron and subatomic particles, and then you find God particle, and then you'll find this is energy.
Right. This is movement of electrons.
This is energy, just the energy. Now, that energy is infinitely small in some sense when you look at the things from a bigger thing. And that energy is so vast that it permeates everything. Right. So, to me, the law of nature is, what is that energy? So, now if you look at something that causes everything in the cosmos to be built, everything in the cosmos to be its derivative. So what is it doing? It is perpetuating itself. It is perpetuating itself in a living being, non-living being, trees, man, human being, everything it is perpetuating. So the, one of the foundational law of nature to my mind is that everything wants to perpetuate itself.
Fair.
Right.
Right.
So even the energy with which the cosmos is made, that also wants to perpetuate itself.
Ki usko bhi phailna hai. Aur apne jaise aur banane hai.
Aur apne jaise aur banane. Har cheez law ban jaye. हर चीज मेरे जैसी बन जाए.
बिल्कुल.
मेंढक कितना ब्रीड करेगा वो चाहे सब चीज मेंढक बन जाए.
मेंढकों की दुनिया
हो. राइट. तो ऐसी वो कॉस्मिक एनर्जी की दुनिया हो. राइट. नाउ दैट दैट एनर्जी व्हिच इज द कॉज ऑफ द नेचर, कॉज ऑफ द कॉस्मोस, वांट्स एवरीथिंग टू बिकम दैट एनर्जी. एंड दैट एनर्जी इज व्हाट क्रिएट्स एवरीथिंग. राइट. एंड इट वांट्स एवरीथिंग टू बिकम दैट एनर्जी.
ठीक.
सो दिस प्रेजेंट्स अ साइकिल. राइट. Now, how does everything becomes that energy? For that energy to be what it is, you need to satisfy certain tests. You need to have some learnings. You need to have, just like you would become a graduate. You did your graduation from a university.
Fair.
Where did you go?
Columbia University.
Right. Right. And what did you study?
Psychology and economics.
Psychology and economics. Yes. Oh, very good. Huh? So you had a syllabus?
Yes.
Semester, syllabus had topics, subtopics, right?
Bilkul.
And you passed all of them?
Yes.
Then you became a graduate?
Yes.
Right. So similarly, to become that energy, there is a syllabus, prescribed syllabus, that may have 600 semesters, which may have 3,000 topics or 30,000 topics or 3 million topics. And when everything, when this table goes through and passes all those tests, gets all that learning, this will become that energy. When you do all that learning, you will become that energy. So that is the design this has created, that it wants to perpetuate itself. To perpetuate itself, it has to get certain qualities imbued in the person or imbued in the things and imbued in the nature or imbued in the matter.
Right.
And once that matter goes through all those qualities, it becomes that energy.
That energy.
And that's what you say, oh my God.
That is God.
People call it God.
Right, right.
Right. People call it God. That today I have merged. I am enlightened, I have merged, I have no existence separate from what it is. So just like people say that river, when it merges into sea,
ab wo river nahi rahi, ab wo sea ho gayi.
Wo sea ho gayi. So it can't see, river can't see it merging into sea.
Haan,
it can't.
River ko kya pata hai?
River ko kya pata hai? The moment it merges into sea, it no more remains a river.
Right.
Till such time it remains a river, it has not merged in the sea.
Right.
So it simply vanishes.
So this cosmic energy that seeks to perpetuate itself is what people call God.
People would call God, but this is my definition.
Fair.
of the law of nature.
Right.
That law of nature is defining that everything should become like me, and that energy wants everything to become like that energy. It has prescribed the qualities of that energy, and once you become imbued with that quality, you'll become that energy. If this table gets started learning, then this table would become that energy.
Huh. What is the proof that this is a law? Like, how does one observe this law?
So I think the deductive logic of this, one, because it's a law of nature and it is not a law of science, right?
Huh.
The science has proven it so far up till a
certain point.
Certain point, right? Now, the fact that it has proven it up till a certain point and it has not disproved it beyond that point. So,
right.
Stay with that to have some positivity about it.
Theek.
Some acceptance of it.
Ah, right. Like, so you have to have an open mind.
You have to have an open mind. So, that is where I see that if from 1940s till now, we have done so much research on quantum particles, subparticles, etc., etc. And every time we have come closer to this, and every time when we come closer to this, you're in that journey. You haven't yet arrived at that station where you actually have the scientific proof of this law.
Right.
But you are almost there, maybe a few miles
away,
almost there, where you now know that everything is derivative of something common.
Right.
Everything is derivative of something common. Yahan tak to hai na scientific proof.
Haan.
But so everything is derivative of something common is quite a distance you have traveled to say this table is also that which Prakhar is.
It is very similar to philosophy mein argument hota hai prime mover ka ki agar ye srishti bani to usse pehle bhi to kisi ne dhakka mara hoga us pehle atom ko jisse big bang aur fir wo wahan se prime mover argument kehte hain isko god ke liye right.
No, but prime mover argument suffers from this that there is a prime mover connotation or a belief.
Right.
Right. But right. And that's why if you were to say energy, the energy's existence versus prime mover, to me it appears that anything when you
personify,
you run into a problem. Because the personification starts from a point where a lot of things have happened. Before that, it was non-personified. And if it was non-personified, and if you don't accept it as such that it is non-personified, then you would run into a problem. You'll find inconsistency.
Whether it is
you address it from a religious perspective or you address it from a philosophical perspective.
Personification ke saath, people start seeing themselves in there. People start attributing their goods and bads to it. And then it becomes a very political sort of situation. Like with personification, the politicization is almost inevitable.
Yeah, because you're creating an identity.
Right.
And you're moving around an identity.
Right.
So instead of moving an identity, if you remain in that zone of the scientific discovery of a common thing of which everything is derivative, well, then you are much better and much satisfied with the discovery being consistent to what you might like to call God, but not personify it.
Without personifying
it. Yeah.
Fair. Should we do the exercise?
So I just wanted this exercise to be done by you here. And you would better do it on a piece of paper and pen rather than on your iPad.
Why is that?
And this is magic. Once you do it, you will find why is that.
Because the reason we said to record on iPad is that we can record on iPad and screen record it.
So,
that's not going to be a big deal?
No, it's not going to be a big deal so long as you write in your hand.
Yeah, I will write in my hand.
Magical part is, however hard you try, you can't give a wrong answer.
Okay.
However hard you try, you can't give a wrong answer. That is the magic of the questions.
Fair. And the end goal is to arrive at...
No, end goal... There's no end goal. You don't worry about the end goal. End goal will grow on you.
Theek hai.
No, you don't need to find that there is a destination. There's no destination.
Theek hai.
Right. Okay. So write the name of the animal that you love.
I don't know if I love... Okay, you know... Can I write more than one?
No, just one.
One.
Whatever comes to your mind first.
Okay.
And then write 5 attributes of that animal that you like. Hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right.
This is 3 right now.
No, so 3 come easy. 4th and 5th takes a bit of time, but take your time.
Janvaro ki itni characteristic... And I have to like these characteristics.
Yes.
Okay, fair.
Right. Now, you visualize, this is the question number 2. Huh?
Yes.
Now you visualize a hero in your mind. And it could be a real life person, mythological character, religious character, philosophical character, imaginary character, anything. Star Wars hero, whatever. You visualize a hero in your mind. So hero is somebody... he's endowed with lots of things that you emulate or you want to emulate, etc. So your hero is right there in your mind. Now when your hero is endowed with so many things in him, you still want, yaar itna gazab ka aadmi hai na, but I want him to become this. With all these endowments that he has, I want him to become bloody a fighter. I want him to become a peacemaker. I want him to become a calm person, whatever. So what do you want your hero to become? Just write that word.
My hero can be a mythological character.
Yes. So I want my hero to become what? He's endowed with so many things and he's such a great, grand, majestic thing or person, right? I want all his endowment, resourcefulness to be used. And if he becomes this, oh my God, that will be great.
Can I tell you who I'm thinking about?
Don't need to tell me. Achha, just write what you want him to become. Just 1 or 2 words. I want him to become this.
Okay, I'm thinking of what I want him to become.
Yes.
I don't know. Can I want them to do? Okay, I'll, you know what? I'll write it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So you want him to become doer of this. Right? Huh. Okay. Very good.
Huh? Huh.
Now next you move and think of something in nature. Something of natural occurrence. Sun, moon, star, galaxy, tree, leaf, flower, earth, mine, ocean, anything in nature. Anything in nature that you rever. What a thing, yeah. Huh?
Do I find it beautiful or...
No, you have an affinity to it.
Okay. Any affinity. Yeah.
Any affinity. Okay. You have an affinity to it. Now think of that thing in nature. And if you were to become the voice of that thing, if it's a tree, right? Huh. And if you become a voice of a tree, and then you were to say that for tree, on behalf of tree, you are representing tree. And you want to say and announce to the whole world, what does it do for the ecosystem? What does it do to the community? What does it do? So what does a tree do? So whatever is your thing in nature, if you become a person to advocate for it, what does it do in the ecosystem? What would you say that what does it do in ecosystem?
Hmm.
Right. Now, come to the last, this is the fourth question.
Hmm.
When people praise you, and sometimes they praise you in front of you, sometimes behind your back, you may not know exactly what they say, but whatever you think they may say, what are the five things they say about you when they praise you? That Prakhar is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you write a sentence, I am, leave the space in order to, leave the space. And after the word I am, you write what you wanted your hero to become.
Uh-huh.
And after in order to, you write what you said the thing in the nature does. And write it, even if it doesn't make good English, write it.
Uh-huh.
We'll tease it a little bit.
Oof. Okay.
Now read the sentence.
I am elaborative in order to bring rightful joy and break to people's life to life in general.
Right. So I am elaborate in order to bring joy to people. Can I shorten it like that?
Yeah, fair. Huh? Right.
So now... underline this and use this two letters LP. Huh?
LP?
LP, right.
Uh-huh.
And the five things that you wrote, people say when they praise you, write CS.
LP and CS.
CS, are those five things. Just put them in the box.
Okay.
The five things, you have already written the five things.
Achha, inko bas, inhi ko main circle kar do.
Just, yes.
So, ye CS hai?
CS hai.
Aur upar wale LP hai?
Nahin, niche wala sentence is LP.
LP, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And the upar wala
Hanji.
Is CV.
The top wala?
The top wala.
Animal wala?
Animal wala. Huh? Just five those things.
This is CV.
CV.
Okay.
Now, in those five things, just read out those things and you'll find some pattern. Right? So, what are those five things?
So, the animal was lion. And the five things I found was strength, speed, bravery, royalty and majestic appearance.
Yeah. So, right? Strength, speed, bravery.
Yes.
So strength, speed, bravery, a similar category,
right?
To some extent,
roughly.
Right? Strength, speed, bravery, royalty, and majestic is another category.
Yes.
So if you were to divide it in two parts, you would get two parts. First three, strength, bravery, speed.
Right.
And second, royalty and majestic.
Yes.
Right? So now look at this, and you did say something. I'll not remind you what did you say, but I'll ask you a question. So far. What has been your happiest moment in life? Where you really felt, Prakhar beta, kya cheez hai tu?
Every day. I don't know if I can pinpoint to the happiest moment in my life.
Whatever is occurring now.
Huh, I think graduating out of Columbia, like right. really making right. that work right. was right. very, very proud. Right. Huh, right. Huh.
So now look at this. Bravery, strength. The three things that you first said. Bravery, strength and speed. Bravery, strength and speed. What do they indicate? They indicate achievement.
Yes.
They indicate a sense of achievement. Being able to do it again and again with confidence.
Right.
Right.
Massive.
Massive. Right. And the second two things that you said, majestic and royalty, which people envy.
Right.
Which people see.
People can see.
People can see.
It's the acknowledgement.
It's visible.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Now, those are the five qualities that define your core values.
Huh.
And you would be able to trace, and that's the exercise I leave it to you with, and I help people do it over 6 months to 1 year. When you live, just do this every day. Before going to bed, scan your day in your mind and see what were the happy moments, satisfying moments to you. And you will find that the emotional experience that you were getting around that time or event or incident or whatever would be a derivative of these.
So you are saying ki jo mere din ke sabse acche moments hote hain, if I were to like scan and retrospectively observe,
right.
they would have something to do with either this majesty, royalty ka jo duopoly
right.
hai,
right.
ya fir strength or speed right. or bravery yes. wali.
Ha. So something you will feel very happy where strength, bravery, speed, the sense of achievement.
defining
what you should choose to do. So amongst many things that you may have to do, if you choose to do anything which gives you an experience of emotion, of sense of achievement, swiftly, confidently, massively doing it, that will give you a lot of satisfaction.
Mm.
And doing what? That gives visibility to you.
Right, 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 right.
And that is what would give you great satisfaction and happiness is what defines your core value. So when I said that what this will lead to, this part of the discussion leads you to have a lighthouse in your hand. What would make you happy?
Wow.
Anything that you choose in your life, career, family, if you see, if you're able to see that this is the emotional experience, the derivative of these. If you put a thesaurus on these, you'll find the derivatives. Right?
Tick.
So if the emotional experience of this genre is going to occur to you, go for it. You'll love it. You'll be immersed in that.
Perfect.
So that's the first part of it.
So these are core values. Core values.
The second part of the five things, just say them once more.
So the CS part, jo five things that people say about me are confident, smart, articulate, curiously minded and ambitious.
Right. Confident, smart. Just put them slightly together.
Together, kind of. Okay.
Confident, smart.
Articulate.
Articulate, curious.
And ambitious.
Ambitious. So articulate, curious are
somewhat similar.
Somewhat similar.
I think curious and curious. Ambitious are somewhat similar.
Curious, ambitious and articulate.
Right.
Right. So now, within these three sets, and there is, it's not important that how we bucket them.
Right.
But I'm just bucketing it to help you see it yourself. When you bucket these, you will find that when you choose to do whatever you do, if you employ these core strengths, you would be able to do it immersively without feeling fatigued, burdened about it. You can do it for weeks without feeling burdened about it, without feeling fatigued about it. Hafto kar sakta hai ye. Without feeling ki yaar kya kar raha hu, kahan zindagi mein phas gaya, you will never get that feeling when you are using these as your core strength.
Very
so your core strength, when you say, is confident, smart, articulate. Right? Confident, smart, articulate. This core strength, I'm just illustrating it. confident, smart, articulate core strength doesn't have a core strength of being aggressive.
Right.
Right. So, main niche jaake na, us saali bheed ko tamasha bana dunga. And if your car is parked and there's so much of crowd there and you want to remove your car from the park, if you use this, yaar baat sun, meri baat sun, you'll articulate and do it, you'll take your car out, you'll not feel burdened. On the other hand, if your core strength were to be
aggression,
you'll say, main jaat ke batata hu.
Right.
Hado yahan se. Kya tamasha bana rakha hai tumne? And then you will feel satisfied. And that will be your core strength. And in that core strength, you will achieve the same purpose of removing your car.
Right.
In this core strength, when you will do, you will be far more effective. Now, consider it in a corporate setting. You have a boss whose core strength is aggressive. Usko car hatwani hai tere se.
Gaali dega?
Wo kahega, Prakhar, ja ke sara tamasha bana de inka. Because that's how he is guiding you. That's how he is instructing you. And he is your boss. He will like you to play aggression there. But that's not your core strength. You will feel so burdened. Ki sala, kya kar raha hu main? Main isko jaake ye iska do ek sardar log hai, unko smartly samjhata hu. Isko hata yaar, kya tamasha hai? Main le jaunga gaadi. You would be burdened and less efficient and less efficacious because you were not using your own core strength. You were being guided to use the core strength of your boss.
Very interesting.
So therefore, if you had a discovery that these are your core strength, and if you had an empowerment to tell your boss, don't worry, na, car hai nahi hai.
Main
kar dunga. Don't worry. Leave it on me. I'll get it done. Then your play out would be very different.
It is so fascinating to me. Because I had never thought कि कोई चीजें ऐसे as such कोई burdening style और unburdening style भी होता है काम करने का, because that would probably determine मैं कितनी देर और कितने लंबे
immersive तरीके से कर सकता हूँ उसको,
right?
You'll be completely immersed in that.
और उस immersion में एक मेरी metaphysics के हिसाब से एक उसमें divinity भी है, like you appear closer to God in certain ways.
Yes, because you are immersive.
Right.
So this is the second part of the lighthouse that I say that in exercise I give people. First is, what should you choose to do? What should you choose to do?
Is the things,
no, the things that give you the emotional experience of your core value.
Wow, okay.
That's what you should choose to do.
Right.
The first CVs.
Which is, for me, strength, speed, bravery, majestic, right, and royalty. Right? Right. Those are the things I should choose to do.
You should choose to do.
Fair.
And you should be careful. So I'll tell you another example. I want to illustrate this to you. Now, strength, speed, bravery. If you just look at the English dictionary meaning of this, you'll miss it out completely. But if you look at, as I said, the bhav of this, the variations to this, you'll fall in place. So I'll give you a very striking example how to actually use it for your life. So I was doing this exercise with one of the top shot guys, retired as a chairman of a large corporation and now serving as director in very, very large companies in India. So his one of the core strength was beauty.
Very interesting.
Right. Beauty. And he didn't know, I'm a director, independent director in a company. How does the beauty relate to me? And it took just few minutes for him to realize how in his role as an independent director, can you imagine how does beauty relate to it?
I can't think of how you would find beauty in the Companies Act of 2013.
And you do. And how's that? I'll tell you.
How?
So when you see beauty, what do you see in beauty? A harmony.
Harmony, yes.
A symmetry.
Right.
A harmony, a scheme. Right. Now I asked him, you're a director. You have faced this many times. People present to you the financials. They would say, these are the related party transactions. Ye aise hota hai, company law mein aise hota hai, income tax mein aise hota hai. I think, what are you looking for? And how do you feel about it? If he tells you three things which are inconsistent to each other, you feel uneasy.
Right.
You ask a question, you feel irritated. When he presents to you the three things which are intertwined, woven well, You feel good about it.
Right.
You don't feel irritated.
Yes.
That's the connotation of beauty.
I think the perception of beauty is it fits. Aisa lagta hai ki
fit
fit ho gaya.
Kuch fit ho gaya.
Right. You can't explain it. You can't fit ho gaya. Right.
Now that fit, he wasn't able to recognize as an English language. He couldn't recognize it as beauty.
Beauty. Sai.
Right. So since then, I have started telling people that when we do this exercise, if you are unable to get in touch with me or remain in touch with me, do some self-help, put a thesaurus with you, expand these words from a thesaurus.
Ha, matlab inko general meaning and then, you know, there are derivative words derivative that kind of mean the same, but like right. One of them would fit. Yes.
And that's how you make the actual real life decision. So The first part of the lighthouse is, what do you choose to do? You choose to do what gives me this emotional experience. And how do you do that? You do that uses your core strengths.
Right.
So you're sorted in life. You know now through your lighthouse, what should you choose to do?
Right.
And how should you do it?
Right.
What else do you need in life?
Right.
So I call it a lighthouse with which you can make your life house. And the last part, the LP you wrote.
Right, the LP. What is the LP?
Can you read the sentence?
So the sentence is, I am elaborative in order to bring rightful joy. Right, to right. life. Rightful joy.
What is this anchoring? I am elaborative. And again, look at this word elaborative with your ability to do massive things.
Right.
So it flows from your core value. And what is the LP's life purpose?
Right, life purpose, okay.
Your life purpose is to actually make things happen. Make things happen in a manner that brings life's joy, rightful joy to people. So when you use the word rightful, you're actually using the rightful to steer away from the aspect that like I said, getting a murderer.
No. What I mean there, because I chose rain. Rain was my natural thing. And what I think every time it rains is that this is nature's way of saying relax. Like, don't take your life too seriously. Yeah. The clockworks keep going, right? Don't take that so heavily. Today is the day where you breathe and enjoy nature.
So that's what you were right. Rightful means in your entitlement.
In the grand scheme of your entitlement.
Right, this is your rightful.
Yes. It has arrived at the right time and you deserve this. Yes. And there is no two ways about it. There is no duality.
So this is great. So now look at this. When you define this as a life purpose, to be elaborative, to do things, to make things happen, which give rightful joy to people around you, to people you interact with, the people you want to make a difference to, that's your purpose of life.
Right.
Such a grand, magnificent purpose.
Wow.
And that now, is so interesting. Huh. Now when you see all of this is coming from where? It's coming from nature. Animal, a product of nature. A thing in the nature, a product of nature. Life purpose, your hero, is your own visualization, which comes from these aspects of nature, which you have experienced. So when I said law of nature, what has law of nature made you? Law of nature has made you this. And these core values and core strength, I can tell you, you go back to yourself and your family, other people's history, you will find they have been living in this zone, by and large, in their happy moments. And this can't be changed.
Wow.
You can't change it by training. You can't change it by upbringing. You can't change it by study. You can't change it by practice. In your happiest moments, in your best moments, in your enjoyable moment, in your stress-free moments, you inquire people in their 20s, 30s, 80s, they would be living in this range of the words.
In the LP range of things.
In the LP and CS.
CS and CV range, and all these things.
Right. CS, CV would be more easily identifiable. LP would be a little difficult to identify initially. But you'll feel that when people are actually they're enjoying it. They are in their CS, CV range.
That is so... Because I can tell you, now when I think about it, some of the happiest momentary pleasures I've had is, for instance, streaming. So I stream karta tha, uncle. I would just switch on the camera, speak for a couple of hours, anything and everything I wanted to speak. That's how I met Ansh. That's how I met Kunal. All the guys who work for me or work alongside me came from there. And I was so happy. I was so happy just thinking out aloud for people's pleasure. And people would tell me, listening to you makes me look at life again in a very different way. And matlab, main obviously yahan aana nahi chah raha tha is exercise ke through, but it is surprising that so much of this hits home very straight. And this is coming from a skeptic. I have always thought these exercises are somewhat self-fulfilling. Ki aadmi apni marzi se apne aap ko achha dikhane ke liye apni achhi cheeze likh deta hai. I think similarly for psychology, as we've discussed before. So I want to ask you, how practical is this? Have you done this for many years? Because I remember ek bar bachpan mein bhi aapne mere ko karaya hai.
So I have done it for many years, but I have done it recently with variety of people. So I have done it with the students, I have done it with the principals of the medical colleges, I have done it with the industrialists, I have done it with the chairman of the companies, large companies, directors, etc. And slum kids.
Huh.
Right. And I found that male, female, any year, caste, creed, background, it resonates with people. People do say, yeah, I never realized. Actually, I am this.
Right.
It resonates with people. And I found it's that it is because it's resonating with so many people. And I have done it with the strangers. For you, I have some familiarity as a child. But I've done with the strangers and it resonates with them.
Right. And is it always this look of surprise?
Yes. It's always this look of surprise and look of never before kind of experience.
ये आपने पता है मतलब बिना बताए ना अंदर से सच निकल ऐसा लगता है कि अरे मैंने तो अपने आप को सच बोल दिया पर उसके लिए मेरे को एक illusion की जरूरत थी ताकि मैं खुद से वो बात frankly honestly कर पाऊँ.
So it goes deep into your gut to take it out.
Yeah, it is so interesting because the animal को describe करने के लिए पांच चीजें कहाँ से लेके आऊँ मैं अभी तो मैं dog लिखने वाला था और मैं loyalty बोलने वाला था. That is so interesting. Or ye corporate settings mein, is this very common in the corporate settings?
Yeah, it's not. This is not. I have myself gone through the corporate career.
Right.
We've done lots of exercise, Thomas exercise, Mentissa exercise, IQ exercise, personality exercise. Most of them are built around the theories of the psychology. Most of them are built around the traits, psychology traits, hierarchy, etc., etc. And every time I myself went through that, I didn't find something which is actually foundational. So this is my journey in finding in the real life tangible world, how could I get to that foundational thing which doesn't give me an input, the career I should choose, which doesn't give me an input, this house I should live or city I should live. It should be more foundational. So but what is more foundational? Then I stumbled on this.
But for the sake of entertainment, I want to ask, because I rarely interact with people who work in corporate and, you know, at the level at which you do. How must one think about, like, or choose their career? How does that question...
Same.
Isi say.
So simply isi say. So I tell you. So as I said in the beginning, that my career to begin with was a tax consultant.
Yes.
Right. So how as a tax consultant, you would live some values and get this experience?
It is not in your natural course of life.
That's what I also thought in the beginning.
Huh.
Because as a young professional or budding careerist, I wanted to become a doctor.
Achha. Right.
So I write the medical exam, the competitive exam. Got some 786 rank that gave me a very poor medical college entry. And I didn't like to go there. So I came back home. So father was sitting with one of his friends. So he said, koi baat nahi, agli bar de dena exam. So I said, no, I don't want to waste my time. I want to be earning member before a certain age. And therefore, that won't fit in my plan. So he said, fir tum CA kar lo. So I didn't know till then what the CA is. So he said, CA kya hote hai? The CA bhi doctors ki tarah hote hai. Can you imagine? CA bhi doctors ki tarah hote hain. And that gave curiosity. So I asked out of that curiosity, how? He said, CA practice bhi kar sakte hain. Aur wo apna kaam bhi kar sakte hain. So doctor ki tarah hogi na, aap practice bhi kar sakte ho, naukri bhi kar sakte ho. To that young mind, something is struck there. Aur 3 saal mein ho jata hai. Arre wah, phir to baat ban gayi. Humne kaha, chalo CA karte hain. 3 saal mein ho jata hai, hamare plan mein fit ho raha hai. and will be earning member very soon. See, agar ne shuru kar di. Now you can imagine somebody who is coming seeking an emotional experience of so-called nobility in the profession of medicine.
And translating it into CA.
Right. Translating into CA, where would you land?
I think it'd be a disappointment.
It would be a disaster.
Yes.
It would be a disaster. It took me some time, and that happened intuitively, not by doing an exercise like this. That happened intuitively, where I was able to relate the taxes with contribution to the society.
It was a, ye aapko philosophically bridge karna
right,
pada.
Right. Or bridge hua, intuitively bridge hua. There was no exercise, there was no method, there was no process. But it got bridged intuitively. By paying taxes, what do? You give it to the government. What does the government do? वो इतने गांव में बिजली नहीं आ रही उस जमाने की बात बता रहा हूँ 30 years. इतने गांव में बिजली नहीं आ रही है, इतने लोग भूखे मर रहे हैं, इतने लोगों को मेडिसिन नहीं मिल रही है, इतने लोगों को एंटीसेप्टिक नहीं मिल रही है, इतने लोगों को डिसइनफेक्ट नहीं कर रहे हैं, इतने लोगों की क्रॉप खराब हो जाती है, ये हो जाता है. सो ऑल दिस इज फंडेड. सो बाई गेटिंग पीपल टू पे टैक्सेस रिस्पॉन्सिबली, यू आर एक्चुअली मेकिंग डिफरेंस टू दोज पीपल.
फेयर.
And that's where I thought the journey became stronger and stronger to say, you're not missing something here. You still are getting the same emotional experience, same satisfaction of making a difference.
Mm.
And that's why what we did earlier in the conversation, in this journey, I found that the government has been trying a lot for people to pay taxes responsibly. And no amount of policing is yielding good results in that.
Hmm.
And that's why at this stage, I changed gears to say that how do we position taxes as important ingredient for survival of the businesses? So right. That businesses do it voluntarily rather than because they are being policed.
Yes. So the idea of having a transparent sort of job, shuru mein keh rahe the na, all things being equal,
yes.
If one discloses the tax against the other and says we pay tax more responsibly, would you buy
that or not?
Right.
And in that, I'll give another poser. And this was a real life study my research team did for 40 pharma companies, listed 40 pharma companies. All information is publicly available. You see the 6 years average rate of tax. You would expect that they would be in a reasonable range.
18%? I would expect that AMT to pay kar rahe honge, haan.
18-20% hoga. The range is 7% to 29%.
Okay.
In 40 pharma listed company in India, same market, same consumers, tax rate is 7% to 29%. Now, if I were to ask you, that if all of those companies make similar cash flow, then which company would you like to buy?
If all things ceteris paribus, if yes. All things being constant, then 29%.
29%.
Kyunki uska paisa wapas mere paas aa raha hai.
Uska paisa mere paas wapas aa raha
hai. Right.
That's what you like.
Even by selfish accounts, uska paisa mere paas wapas aa raha hai.
No, that is the choice you will make. But that's the choice that is not apparent to people, because the people don't even know who pays 29% and who pays 7%.
Agreed.
So therefore, the mission that I am on is to tell people, don't consider tax as a something which you are paying because you are being policed. Consider it as a catalyst to your business.
Right.
Consider it as a catalyst to your value.
Huh.
And disclose it voluntarily. अपना वेबसाइट पे जहाँ लिखते हो ना, हम 150 साल पुरानी कंपनी है, फरीदाबाद में फर्स्ट कंपनी है, फर्स्ट वी मेड दिस, राइट देयर ऑल्सो, हमने इतना टैक्स दिया है, इतना टोटल टैक्स देते हैं.
राइट.
एंड वेन यू राइट दैट, व्हाट आर यू डूइंग?
यू आर सिग्नलिंग.
You are becoming standing out than your competition, who is not writing that.
Right.
And tomorrow, if your competition starts writing that,
right,
and if they are not doing payment of tax right,
तो फिर उनको पेनलाइजेशन होगी मार्केट में,
मार्केट से पेनलाइज होंगे वो,
राइट, और वो अनअवॉइडेबल पेनल्टी है,
वो अनअवॉइडेबल पेनल्टी है, एंड यू वांट दैट बिकॉज देयर पेनल्टी देन इज योर गेन,
राइट. पर अंकल आपको ऐसे नहीं लगता कि यहाँ पे एक बिजनेसमैन के दिमाग में द कॉम्पिटिशन इज बिटवीन वन रुपी सेव्ड ऑन अवॉइडिंग टैक्सेस वर्सेज द वैल्यू जनरेटेड फ्रॉम डिस्क्लोजिंग वन रुपी ऑफ टैक्स, एंड एक रुपया बचा हुआ इज फार मोर वैल्यूएबल देन देख मैंने एक रुपया खर्च दिया है.
अब ये देखो ये वाली चीज जो है ना, दिस इज द क्लासिकल थिंकिंग.
हाँ,
दिस क्लासिकल थिंकिंग विल चेंज व्हेन ही वुड स्टार्ट सीइंग यार इसके फ्रिज ज्यादा बिक रहे हैं, इसके कम बिक रहे हैं. When he sees that, and this was a case study which happened in UK in a Starbucks, there was some article published there where the customers, the young customers, the everyday goers to Starbucks, they understood that Starbucks was paying very little taxes in UK. And suddenly after publication of that article, Starbucks sales started going down.
Mm.
They didn't quite understand why would that happen, because nobody related it to tax. And then they did some investigation and they found, oh yeah, people don't think that we are responsibly behaving in this country. And then they went to tax department in UK to say, we want to pay more taxes. They said, oh, how can you pay more taxes? This is illegal taxes that you're paying. You're paying enough. Then they needed to do some other thing.
Charity karni padi hogi, whatever, right.
Huh. So the point I'm saying is, till such time, this was a case study, nobody bothered about it. Mm. That 1 rupee tax saved is value for me. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because sales are also recurring, na? Like 1 rupees tax paid,
yes.
If it generates 5 rupees in sales later on, yes. Then that's a smarter business decision.
Or if 1 rupees tax paid makes you rank amongst the top scorer for getting green finance, makes you rank amongst the top scorer in the multiples. A company which is paying 29% tax, you said you like to buy that company.
Right.
Why? But
consumer decisions are fickle. I feel like yahan pe institutional decisions bhi kuch hai. No, jaise,
institutional, your decision to buy 29% wala company was an institutional decision.
Why?
Because you said that the company which is paying 29% tax, the tax comes back to you.
Right. Achha, toh institutional.
So institutional decision hai.
Right.
The other thing, perhaps your mind processed, but you couldn't surface it as much. If the cash flow is same for the company which is paying 29% tax and which is paying 7% tax, it means the company which is paying 7% tax, their cash flow is coming from really saving the taxes rather than from operating the business.
Right. It's not profitable by nature of running the business. It's profitable by nature of saving the taxes.
So are you buying business or are you buying tax saving?
Mm.
What are you buying?
Right. But isn't that a fully functional, jaise iska Elon Musk ke Tesla ke saath yahi to business model hai na, wo kya carbon tax credits.
That's a model which is coming into play, has been in play earlier also, no, that you do the tax play, etc. But leaving that aside, if these consumer, society, stakeholders, you said you will invest in that company which is paying more taxes. The consumer says that I'll buy from that company where I know he is responsibly paying taxes, as against the company I don't know or as against the company I know which is not paying responsibly the taxes.
Mm.
Everything else being equal. Now, given that as a paradigm, the businesses would start paying taxes.
But achha, isme, there is one more question I have. As a consumer, I am the last of the stakeholders. Usse pehle, there is management, there is board of directors, there is bankers who have invested, so on and so forth. And I feel like, isn't it fair to say the pressure should come from more proximate stakeholders as opposed to the most... Kyunki main agar, suppose, main Coca-Cola ki baat karta hun. My business to Coca-Cola is probably worth 1/1 billion. It is fractional to the point of being non-existent. What I think, and maybe you know, take thousands of me, Toby, we are still in the 1/1,000,000th of contribution.
So, if I were to ask you one thing, as a student of economics, what is most important for business?
It depends on if this is Faridabad economics or global economics.
Whatever.
Well, cash flow.
No.
Fir?
What is most important for business?
Profit.
Do as our exercise, which is so foundational. So foundational. Customer.
Okay. I see.
Without customer, there is no business.
Right.
It's so foundational. So the customer is the remotest but most critical stakeholder of the business. And if the customer choice is anchored on your being seen as a responsible versus not so responsible tax person, the motivation for business, the highest amount that any business wants to remain stagnant or growing,
right,
stable or growing, is on revenue.
Right.
It comes from customers.
Right. The core KPI is always revenue. Customer is always leading into. Leading, right. And customer centrality is the principle of a business, right?
So what does the business do to get a customer?
Market itself, right? Marketing karenge, branding karenge, that kind of stuff.
Marketing branding doesn't get you the customer.
Right.
Marketing branding creates a demand if there is a customer.
Right.
So if you are in a desert,
तो कितनी मार्केटिंग कर लो
कोई नहीं आ रहा
कस्टमर एक्टिवेट हो जाएगा मार्केटिंग से
बट यू एज अ बिजनेस डोंट क्रिएट अ कस्टमर और डू यू
नो
यू डोंट
नो नेचुरल डिमांड्स डू
नेचुरल डिमांड्स
टू सम डिग्री यस
सो हाउ इज द कस्टमर क्रिएटेड
कुछ लेवल पे तो भैया प्यास लगी है तो पानी के कस्टमर हो गए कुछ भूख लगी है तो खाने के कस्टमर हो गए
अरे भैया प्यास लगी है वो पानी का कस्टमर भी तब कस्टमर होगा ना जब उसकी जेब में पैसे होंगे
राइट बिल्कुल
नहीं तो वो नदी ढूंढता रहेगा
सही बात
पानी पीने के लिए
नाले से पिएगा
राइट चुरा के पिएगा
राइट
कस्टमर तो नहीं बनेगा
राइट
कस्टमर बनने के लिए तो जरूरी है उसके पास पैसे हो नंबर वन
100%
और नंबर टू ही शुड हैव अ विलिंगनेस टू पे
यस
अगर उसके पास पैसे भी हैं और उसकी बच्ची बीमार है
तो फिर तो कुछ नहीं कर सकते
फिर तो कुछ नहीं कर सकते
बिल्कुल
ही इज अ कंपीटिंग प्रायोरिटी
बिल्कुल
अगर उसकी बच्ची नहीं भी बीमार है उसको कल स्कूल जाना है तो तब भी खर्च नहीं करेगा पैसे
बिल्कुल
इसके एडमिशन में पैसे देने पड़ेंगे
हाँ बिल्कुल
सो फर्स्ट थिंग The most critical thing in a business is customer.
Right.
The definition of customer is somebody who has money.
And willing to pay. Right.
Now, and business doesn't do anything to produce that person.
Fair.
And it is most critical for business. So do you see? What are we dealing with?
Right.
But the only thing that business does to create a customer is to pay taxes. When business pays taxes, the taxes go to people... That creates demand, number one. When business pay taxes, the taxes create the system of law, the
police, infrastructure, rule of law, right, all of that.
Rule of law, that creates a positive outlook.
And a stable ecosystem, right, yeah, right, yes.
So well-functioning economy, positive outlook, creates willingness to spend. Having money in hand comes from the making money available to people. Number of people, number of heads, how many heads have the money in their pocket?
Right.
That is done through your taxes.
So
the point I'm making is this correlation of the businesses being most critical, the choice of the customer who is the most critical part of business, being making that dependent on responsible behavior for tax, and then feeding the taxes to create the cycle of getting more customer. If you understand it, I would see that the businesses would volunteer to disclose taxes much more to grow their business, not because the government wants them to pay
it. Right. And it also, this is my layman understanding of the Indian sort of corporate law business ecosystem. But mereko yaad hai, when I was reading the Companies Act for my company secretary wali degree, it had just come out, 2013 wala, and they had mandated corporate social responsibility at 2%. And it was a very celebrated sort of move when you would read context around that. And I was like, yaar, tum responsibility, wo bhi social responsibility beyond taxation, 2% net, whatever the figure is, 2% of,
I think, net profit.
Net profit, right? Usko right. mandate kar rahe ho.
Right.
It does not seem like that is some, like you are policing somebody to take up their social responsibility. Right. इससे बढ़िया तो आई थिंक टैक्स रिफॉर्म ही बहुत दिमाग लाइक आई फील लाइक इफ यू सिंप्लीफाई द टैक्स कोड टू अ ग्रेट डिग्री यू माइट बी एबल टू प्रोड्यूस मोर स्टेबल एंड रेकरिंग आउटकम्स फॉर टैक्स एवरी ईयर बिकॉज आई ऑल्सो हैव फाउंड एंड दिस कमिंग फ्रॉम बजट डिस्कशंस वी डिस्कस्ड अर्लियर बिकॉज आई सीन पापा डू दिस अ लॉट राइट एवरी बजट सीजन फेब्रुअरी ऑनवर्ड्स ही सुपर बिजी एंड आई सिट एंड टॉक टू हिम एंड इट सीम्स लाइक 25% ऑफ ऑल फाइनेंस बिल इज कैचिंग ऑल द मिस्टेक्स दे मेड इन द प्रीवियस फाइनेंस बिल एंड द नेक्स्ट ईयर इज अगेन कैचिंग एंड इट बिकम्स दिस सर्क्युलर सॉर्ट ऑफ 25% of all bureaucratic energies, resources, etc. are wasted in just catching your own tail. And that does not sound very interesting to me. But I feel like this is a very interesting proposal. I'm not sure what I completely think, but iski summary mere ko ye samajh mein aa rahi hai. Disclosure of taxation as social responsibility. That eventually helps create the ecosystem by sort of providing the government with enough resources to build your roads, to build electricity, to allow for advertising or for that matter placements or shops or XYZ ABC to occur and so on.
I will just say that your summary is, you articulated a summary that was from a point of view which was external to business, this society.
Right.
I want to say that to my mind, the summary is more proximate to business. That the businesses grow when they have customers.
Right.
And customer preference, particularly the new gen customer preference, as you said, if you were to buy a fridge, you'll buy it from a company you know is more responsibly paying taxes. If the businesses want to grow, then demonstrating how responsibly they pay taxes is an access to grow their business.
Right. So it's not even indirect. You're saying bilkul hi direct, or in fact, probably, probably principle hai. Ye bilkul center mein se nikalta hai.
Center mein se nikalta hai ye.
Right. Right.
It is an edge. It's an advantage. It's an advantage that you're leaving on table.
Right. Right. Now that
instead of wooing your customers with that advantage that, look, I pay taxes so responsibly, that goes to your maids and that goes to your laborers and that goes to your driver and that goes to your people around the ecosystem. And that's why you care about me. That's why you want to buy goods from me.
Huh. Is this a phenomena that is more obvious now that you've said it? Is this a phenomena that's more obvious in this post-social media transparency world? Because if it is that obvious, why has that not occurred to anybody?
So it hasn't simply occurred for the first thing that you said. The mindset still is...
Paisa bachalo.
Paisa bachalo.
Common mindset. Huh?
And wo paisa bachalo mindset mein kya hai? As you said, that your dad tells you that you keep making mistakes and then you keep plugging one thing and then the other thing. Wo paisa bachalo ke chakkar mein, people start finding the loopholes.
Right.
And therefore, when you're dealing with the loopholes, then you don't want to be transparent.
No, definitely not.
So that is what is coming on the way.
Kyunki tumhare man mein chor hai, daadi mein tinka hai.
Daadi mein tinka. Aur tinka kyun hai? Wo bilkul, the sad point is, wo tinka is illusion ki wajah se hai, ki tax bachane se mera business badh raha hai.
10-20% jo main bacha raha hu off the top, haan.
Tax bachane se main rich ho raha hu. Ye illusion hai.
Right.
Instead of thinking ki tax deke
pura ecosystem main, ameer banaya
hai. Pure ecosystem meri sales badh jayegi.
That connection is not obvious.
That connection is missing.
Right.
It is obvious to me.
Right.
It might now become obvious to you, I hope.
Fair. Right. Yes, more and more.
Right.
More and more.
Right. But I want that people should see that the new gen customer, like you, somebody who has studied in Colombia, come back to India. If your preference is to buy it from a company you know is responsible tax behavior, then this is new generation customer, new generation stakeholders. And the companies which are in that zone of paying taxes responsibly, they are distinctly placed. They are on a different pedestal and they're leaving it on table. That's their distinction to stand out from their competition.
Right.
Who may be still dealing with the loopholes.
And given how hot India is right now for nationalistic, social sort of, we want India
phenomena
to be better.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, right. Matlab, this is a, having observed the globe, right? Like only a couple of months ago, I was sitting with people from all walks of life, from all parts of the world. Almost no other country is seeing the growth that we are. Indonesia, Bangladesh, India maybe are the three countries that see growth at this speed right now. Not even China.
Right.
And most other countries in the Middle East, Latin America are failing economically. Mm. There is not just a cultural sentiment behind India right now. There's not just a financial sentiment from the global investor community. But also there seems to be a lot of public, personal sentiment behind the growth of India. Every time we are buying an electronic, I'm looking for made in India. Mm. And this has been happening for maybe a couple of years, maybe since COVID, because the last time I was here was COVID. And I think this is probably a very good moment in the history of India to introduce this as social responsibility for businesses. Is this what you're focusing on in the next part of your career?
Yeah, yeah. This is one of the things other than the first exercise that we do. So I'm going to focus on that mainly. as a part of my next career, where I want to impart that to people, so that I want to gift this lighthouse of the core values and core strength and life purpose to people, so that they can live their life better,
right?
Understand themselves better, understand themselves at the foundational level, which can apply in variety of the things they deal in the life. And the second part is, I want to foster this in the ecosystem, in the organization, with the stakeholders, that paying taxes responsibility is not a responsibility because you are being policed. Paying taxes responsibly is good for your growth of the business.
Growth of the business in the long term, in the going concern sense of things. And you say, because I don't think we've told people the next part of your career. And I mean, in the introduction, it'll lay out the existing part of your career. But you retire very soon.
I retire very soon.
How soon is very soon?
March 31st. Coming March 31st.
So March 31st, 2024, you retire,
yes,
as partner at PwC.
Right.
And you served PwC 25 years now?
Yes.
Exactly 25 years.
I've served about 30 years.
30 years. Yes. Before that, it was Coopers.
Yes.
And then it merged into,
right,
Price Waters.
Right.
Right. Okay. And so you served the company for 30 years and now you moved on to
served
the...
PwC for 25 years.
Right.
Yes.
But the organization at large, pre-merger,
yeah,
post-merger.
Yeah, in the tax arena... 35 years.
35 years.
Yes.
And you've, what are your, what's your fondest reflection of your career? Do you see it as a very healthy, have you enjoyed doing this? How does one look like?
Every bit of it. So what happened is as I said, in my journey, I was always curious and wanted to make difference. So though I was part of the tax, but I changed role almost every 3-4 years.
Right.
And I did the tax role, and then I said, what is the adjacency to it? Then I thought that everybody is using technology, but tax people are not using technology. The technology came to the finance department 30 years ago, but to tax department, it wasn't there.
Right.
So I shifted my gear to say that I want to introduce technology for tax.
And tax departments, you mean government tax departments?
Government tax department was happening slowly.
Right.
So there was a project that we did for the government for that. But... more importantly, even the businesses. Businesses never paid attention.
Right.
The tax people were not there in the technology table.
No.
So I then started something of that kind.
Right.
Then I did something in public policy.
Right.
I did something in risk management. And the latest thing that I'm doing is actually propelling this school of thought that paying tax responsibility is not policing. It's actually responsible behavior for growing business.
Well, Uncle, I want to wish you the best of luck for that. If
you
ever
so
need a microphone to talk about your ideas, you're always welcome here.
Thank you so
much. I hope
much.
My young audience has enjoyed this rather intellectual discussion. Thank you so much, Uncle.
Thank you
this
so
has been
much.
A pleasure.
Lovely.
Okay.
Thanks.